Okay. So what unique information does your executive have? And we call these apex witnesses. The things we want to consider when deciding whether or not we want this deposition to go forward. And here are some of the questions I'll give you and also give you some thoughts. Preparation of executives takes a lot of time and it's more demanding than just regular fact witness prep in general. You're going to need the time of the executive, in-house counsel, and your outside counsel. Because the witness is an executive, his or her testimony is going to have a greater impact on the case. Executives are used to being in control, and this can be a good thing or a bad thing. Some of them are very precise with their words, and some of them are not. Some executives are very well-liked, and some are not, and they may be publicly well-liked or not. Sometimes executives think that they are smarter than other people in the room, and this might actually be true in some cases, but it can cause a witness to volunteer information because they think they should know information that they don't necessarily know, or they want to appease the attorney asking them questions and figure out what they think they want to know and answer it in advance. So a lot of the prep is going to have to involve those tendencies of your witness that's an executive. It requires a lot of attention to prep an executive. But keep this in mind, the executive can be the best person to communicate the company's message at trial. So setting that story and painting that picture early in the case in the deposition might be a very good thing. That might help, you know, encourage the case towards settlement or at least position you tactically in a better place than you were. The other thing to consider is if your executive is also an attorney and there may be privilege issues involved in their communications. So with all of that in mind, you get to decide whether you want that deposition. So the notice arrives and your outside counsel informs you that the deposition notice has been served. It can come in a number of formats. So that deposition notice may be addressed individually to a particular executive, or it might ask for a corporate representative, either under the federal rules or state rules, where a number of topics will be designated and you will be required to produce the person with the most knowledge. And in some cases, that person may or may not be your executive. So if the witness is named individually, they're not expected to have any knowledge other than what they remember. So they don't necessarily need to do a lot of prep other than what they remember, but there still will be preparation involved. They just are required to speak about items and information and facts about which they have personal knowledge. But if the person is testifying as a corporate representative, you need to be super careful because it binds the company to whatever testimony this executive presents in deposition. So that preparation requires, under the rules, not only the personal knowledge of the witness, but that the witness has reviewed all the relevant documents relating to the designated topics, that the witness has spoken with all people within the company that might have relevant knowledge and gathered all of that together, and then any other due diligence that might be required depending on the particular topic. So a corporate representative deposition will definitely require a lot more preparation. All right. Now, let's say the executive's deposition is noticed either individually or as a corporate representative or both. Can you prevent it? Well, that's a great question. The apex doctrine allows a party to prevent a deposition or to preclude a deposition of top executives. And it's designed to prevent abuse. A lot of times plaintiff's lawyers might name every single executive in a company or just to harass and demand their time when it's not really needed for the case. The apex doctrine recognizes and seeks to protect executives from these types of tactics. It has been adopted in most states, but not all states. And it's not necessarily a per se rule. Just because an executive is named, you can use this apex doctrine to prevent the deposition. There's a number of criteria you must satisfy in order to qualify to preclude that deposition. And so let's take a look at some of those factors. So one, whether the apex witness has unique personal knowledge of the relevant facts, whether the information can be obtained from another witness. This one is key. Whether the information sought can be obtained by alternative, less intrusive methods of discovery, and whether the producing the apex witness would present a hardship to the company or the witness. Like, for example, you know, it might be year end and time to wrap up books, and the deposition is scheduled for right around that time. You know, that might take an unnecessary demand on the witness's time and could be a reason to prevent the deposition. You know, the pros and cons of apex depositions, you know, the pros is it can put an issue to rest and cement a message that you want to present with respect to either your claims or defenses in a case. It can also show the opposition how good a witness your executive is. So those are the things you want to keep in mind when you're making that decision. And then two, you know, the prep and actual deposition time will take a lot of the executive's time and directs them away from the business or her away from the business of the company. If the witness isn't the greatest witness with respect to giving testimony or is somewhat unpredictable, that might be a factor you also want to consider when you're deciding whether or not this particular witness should be presented for deposition.